Through my mind was that I might not ever see my baby again.
Aww.
What about me?
Get a life.
He has one, Freddy.
Ooh, does that mean we're hitting the matches tonight?
Yes.
What?
Kidding. Well, in the midst of all this mess, I guess y'all didn't get a chance to see no movie stars, huh?
Nah, but the cops almost got a mugshot of me.
Up against the car. Roof on the hands of the car.
Other way around, sir.
Not other. Oh, hands on the roof of the car.
The convertible, man.
Hands on the roof. Hands on
where's
the roof.
Where?
Put your hands on the roof.
One, there, that, that's
there,
the roof.
There, there,
all right,
there,
I got hands on
the roof.
That's it,
low,
lower?
Low. The roof, lower? The roof is up there.
Right there.
Right there. Right there. Right. The behavior is argumentative, erratic, and suspicious.
Sarge.
So's yours.
He was kicking tires. Let it go.
Here, put back on the roof.
Back,
here, lower the roof. Here, put a cuff.
All right.
Stay calm.
I'm hey,
stay,
man.
Stay calm.
You don't know how calm.
Stay calm. Yeah,
so calm.
Calm.
Here,
calm.
Here, let me up. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Sarge, they're ordering us off duty.
Off duty? What do you mean? Stay where you are.
Hey, man, I ain't move. The hands are on the roof. I ain't move. I ain't move. I ain't move. You got me.
That's okay, good. You, hand it to me. Hand it.
Sergeant, now.
Yeah.
Get back to the station immediately.
What? What? Off duty?
Man in arrest.
We just went on duty.
Report back.
What is this? We were arresting someone. I just cuffed him. Well, I cuffed one hand. I cuffed his dangerous hand. But it's against procedure.
It's an order, Dal.
Sorry, sir. The hell is going on?
You don't understand, Art. Our lives are threatened every day.
I guess that makes us brothers.
Those cops let you go?
Well, after a couple hours, police command wanted their boys out of South Central.
Oh, yeah, they could have gotten really hurt.
Hey, you are not aware of the precious policemen deal with. Now, my dad was shot in the streets before these riots, Lena.
Yeah, they have a hard job. I mean, if Chief Bully Williams walked in here right now, I'd give him a kiss.
Yeah, kiss them so they kick you back. You can't trust anybody in a uniform.
Now, that's true, because I can't stand my mailman. He's always crushing my catalogs.
Lena, it's not the uniform. It's the person behind the uniform.
Yo, you want a woman like Lena, you can't play the shy role. She is one of the Almighty's finest creations. But, I repeat, she is also a sophomore.
Yo, man, a college sophomore ain't no different than a high school senior.
Bust this.
I mean, we are acting like this is over. People are angry. We're going to take it to federal court.
Which is why, Miss Lena, you should vote to elect the officials that choose your judges.
Well, yes, that's really going to change anything.
Yes, like complaining is going to change anything.
What is it, honey? Can I help you?
The men's room.
That way.
Right on.
Greetings, y'all. Taboo.
Hey.
What's happening? And may peace, like incense, from ancient Egypt.
Okay.
Being aromatic to your high consciousness.
I
just got back from my summer on the Nile.
By way of Trenton.
Hey, anybody see Freddy?
My king!
Oh! What happened to you?
They're just clothes.
Honey, I knew you was going to law school, but damn! You were my love goddess, my earth woman, my Aphrodite. What does it mean?
It means that she's giving up them hippy-dippy space boots and planting her feet firmly on terra firma.
Translation, Inspector Gadget.
It means she's transcended to a new degree of social interaction, a level onto which you have yet to escalate.
We're all coming through. Got coffee, hot and black.
Like my man.
Yeah. Now I want some gossip. To match.
Well, Dwayne and Whitley were just telling us about their honeymoon.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't miss nothing good. Because, you know, me and Velma's always looking for fresh inspiration.
You are so nasty.
I ain't got nothing that good, Mr. Gaines. We were in Los Angeles during the riot.
Oh, you were with the looters? Oh, my goodness, stole a bride on your wedding and a VCR on your honeymoon.
Dwayne. Where are you, Dwayne? God, how could this happen to me?
Iron.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Come on, hurry up. We're double parked.
But you said I could get a boogie board.
You already got two.
Yeah, but I don't have day glow pink to go with my flip-flops.
All right. Make it quick here. Oh, my feet are killing me.
I told you to steal some shoes.
Boy, you think after all these years they would finally make one of these in a real size.
I can't do this.
Are you kidding? With what I spent in this place? They owe me.
Look at this tennis skirt.
You don't play tennis.
I do. You ask me, this is the way to shop. No more annoying sales girls.
Oh, I hate it when they breathe down your neck.
Hello? Do I look like a shoplifter?
We all know who does the stealing.
Hey, I hope they have a riot every week. Really? My wardrobe could use it.
They should stop complaining. They bring it on themselves.
Hey, who?
Honey, don't you let any ugly old women stand around yapping bring you down.
They're a disgrace to our race.
Well, you know, not everyone's as classy as us.
That's right, honey.
Hey, say what? I'm a little lost. Do you think you can help me out?
We all are black till you join the revolution.
Yeah, well, I'm down for that, but can you tell me how to get to Beverly Hills real quick?
Lie, cheat, exploit anybody who ain't you. I'll be glad to show you the way, if you give me a lift.
No problem. Come on, hop in.
And a friend or two?
Okay, cool.
Okay, brothers, rock and roll!
Hey, what the hell? Hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing, man?
Welcome to the revolution, man. We liberating the merchandise.
No, how about liberating the brain cells? What is this going to prove?
It's going to prove that my mom and dad can finally have furniture in the living room.
That's not right.
My motto is, take a love seat, not a life.
Free land.
Man, get out of my way.
You call this black power?
I see video. Police officers guilty. Guilty!
What about the Korean grocer that killed Latasha Harlan because she thought she was stealing juice?
I am not Korean. I'm Chinese.
It's the same thing, man.
Hey, brothers, come on now. I know what you're thinking. It was messed up, but this ain't gonna bring her back. Think about it for one second.
Give me this.
Hey, man, that's mine. I just stole it.
This is for Latasha.
Where are you going to shop at tomorrow? How are you going to hold up your hands?
Hey! No! Where you going? That's the rental car. I got to pick up my wife.
I believe you, Dwayne. Seriously, though, if I was there, if that were me, I would have gone off.
Lena. Seriously, though? We got $1 billion in damage because brothers was ripping up their own neighborhoods. Think for a minute.
No. That's because of 12 years of Reaganomics and 4 years of beating around the bush.
Oh, no. This goes far beyond Reaganomics, okay? The real problem is white people. They don't understand us, and they don't want to understand us.
You should tell that to my mother.
Her mother's white.
And to my ex-wife.
His ex-wife is white.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a cousin like that.
I wasn't talking about your mother, Freddie.
Well, who were you talking about? Every other single white person except for my mother? I guess that white people don't have the monopoly on bigotry, do they, man?
You know, if we had strong black leaders, none of this would have happened.
We do have strong black leaders. Maxine Waters, Jesse Jackson, Brother Malcolm.
Man, you need to check an obituary column. Malcolm died in 1965.
Ooh, but I cannot wait to see Denzel in that movie, honey, with his fine, red-headed, bow-tie-wearing, bean pie selling self. Ooh!
I'm glad you see him as just another brother for you to push up on, Gina. Have you even read that book?
Uh-huh. And what were you saying?
Miss Angela D.,
Miss Lena, you need to channel this passion and frustration into the ballot box.
I am tired of voting for the lesser of two evils, Whitley.
When did you vote, honey?
Yeah.
Last time we held an election, you were what, all about 14 years old?
Be that as it may.
Sister, you need to vote.
Listen to this man.
We need to command the respect of all political parties.
Hey, now.
That's why I am a card-carrying member of the Republican Party.
Republican?
Oh, you know that? Right. Come on. You see, there's no use in influencing folks who aren't going to be in office. So while y'all are on the Titanic with those Democrats, I'm voting for the winning ticket.
People, don't listen to this dunderhead. It may make sense in theory, but we're not talking theories. We're talking about lies. Real life, in the streets, and I was out there living it.
Whitley! I'm gonna find you. I will find a way, I say.
Mademoiselle, may I offer you a garbage bag for that added bit of insulation?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm fine.
Oh? You don't look fine.
This is supposed to be my honeymoon.
Oh, no crying. We can't waste water in this town.
Could you sit a little downwind?
Mm. Woo! Yes, I must add cologne to my shopping list.
Where is Dwayne?
Maybe he's with Martha.
Who's Martha?
I don't know. Who's Dwayne?
He's my husband.
Oh,
And he's supposed to be here at 6 p.m. and I don't know where he is. I don't know how I'm supposed to find him. The black and white people are beating each other up. They're looting. They're burning. What is happening?
What always happens. Every generation, St. Louis, Chicago, Watts, Newark. And it's not just about color, you know. Oh, no. No. It's about being invisible. Like me. And when you're invisible, you have to shout. Otherwise, people don't notice you. And that's what's going on in this city. People are shouting. You have to shout or you'll go crazy. Go on and try it. Shout. Yes, you'll feel better. Shout. Rah! Shout! Rah!
Ah.
Louder!
Rah!
Ah. That's coming along magnificently. Yes!
Delay. Here with an exclusive news break.
Didn't I tell you?
Excuse me. As Beverly Hills hunkers down bravely, could you please give us the homeless response to the riot?
Go get her.
The homeless response. Well, what's your response? What are you doing about this?
Well, I was living
under the delusion that things were getting better for black people in this country. Not.
Thank you very much.
The problem is you ask me a question, then you walk away. See, we're not listening to the truth about black and white, about the homeless, about what this verdict really, really means.
This is Melissa Brulé trying to sign off.
If you're sitting in the comfort of your living room looking at this like it's a movie or something like that, I'm here to tell you it's for real, baby. And you can't turn your TV off. It won't go away, okay? We're still gonna need to shout.
It's a moment I'll never forget.
Ooh, y'all are just too much. Black love is so beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame that the rebellion had to go this far. But at least now folks are listening, white and black.
That's what we thought after Watts. Remember, Gaines?
Yeah.
We'll see what effect this has. A lot depends on what we do after we leave this room.
We got to work together.
So that your children won't feel that in the next 20 years their only solution is to burn their own communities down.
Excuse me, why are you people sitting around on your butts? This is not Congress.
Well, Dean, you better get used to it, because you can never get these people to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I have spurs on my heels.
Ball of fire. Yes, she is. Remind me of Velma in her prime.
Yeah. Come on, baby, we gotta get back to registration.
Before you do that, I have to mail for you in the apartment.
All right, now, watch this. Hi, excuse us, ladies. This is my roommate, Terrell, and my name is Dorian.
Hello, Dorian. It's nice to meet you. This is my roommate, Lena, and I'm Lena.
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, and don't forget Gina. How you doing?
It's uplifting to meet three such committed human sisters. Y'all are like the rainbow after the storm.
Oh! Yeah, like the rainbow.
Don't mind my partner. He's on the shy side. Would you ladies care to join us on a pilgrimage to the pit?
Oh, honey, if you pan, I ain't staying.
Peace, baby.
Bye, my love.
I'll see you
then. Okay.
Freddie, I just want you to know that I respect you.
I beg your pardon.
No, I really mean it. You're in law school now. You're doing something with your life. I admire people of action.
Please. I mean, the only reason that you're even paying attention to me is because my hair is combed and I'm wearing heels. This is so like you, superficial, sexist, chauvinist, or Republican.
Listen, I've
been thinking. While you're looking for a place to stay, I would like you to bunk on the sofa. But the only problem is convincing Freddie. But I'm sure you'll think of something.
Hey, Fred!
Oh, there's that earring. And what's wrong with him?
I don't know. This is a first. Ron Johnson is speechless.
Keep up the good work, Kim.
You know, baby, there was something that I'd always wanted to tell you. I never got
that. That your stupid oafy dummy butt with those chopsticks?
Yes, I am. But I'm also a stupid oafy dummy butt with you. I love you.
So tell me something I don't know.
Okay. When I first laid eyes on you, I thought I pity the poor man she's gonna end up with.
Well, when I first saw you, I said, that boy's gonna be alone for the rest of his life.
Well, I guess we both were wrong, huh?
I guess sometimes two wrongs do make a right, Mr. Wright.
Mrs. Wright. Baby, I know our honeymoon was not the way we expected it to be.
But it changed our lives, Dwayne.
Our lives and the lives of all our children.
Children. Okay, Dwayne, I think it's a little early to be talking about.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Talking shit, baby.
Dwayne.
No, 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 no. If there's one thing I learned on our honeymoon, it's to get busy, take action.
What are you doing?
I'm getting busy, I'm taking action, and I'm taking action, and I'm getting busy.
Okay, but I'm not digging this Tarzan Jane.
You will dig whatever I say you will dig, woman. You will have to dig it. Because when I say dig it, I mean dig it. Now brace yourself, because we're going to get to work on Dwayne Jr. and Whitley Jr. and the twins.
Twins.
Yes, and we're going to get a little Cleofa.
Cleofa, that's one of your mama's country Bama names.
And don't forget Tawanda, Rwanda.
Sunday night, don't miss the hilarious comedy premiere movie, My Blue Heaven. He's an urban hood hiding out in suburban hood. Steve Martin and Rick Moranis star in My Blue Heaven, NBC Sunday. Now stay tuned and don't miss the funniest new talent on TV. Roger Kabler is Bobby Soul on the new NBC comedy, Rhythm and Blues. Is that new hit record he's spinning too sexy or sexist? Rhythm and Blues, next on NBC.